Welcome back, everybody, and welcome if you are just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Got a great guest with us for the whole 5 o'clock hour because we're having what I call like the big talk. You know, back in the day when your parents would say, your mother and I or your father and I have something very important to discuss with you, and then they'd like sit you down at the dining room table. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm talking about. That kind of a talk. We're having the talk with State Senator Kristen Dostler-Elfheim about how Democrats pull together despite the differences between progressives and centrists, or as what President Obama recently called, quote, the left of the party and people who are promoting the abundance agenda, which I thought was really interesting. The president talking about the fact that, frankly, Democrats need to be less precious. We need courage, less navel-gazing, less whining and being in fetal positions. Just today or yesterday, James Carville, longtime Democratic strategist, posted an article and a guest essay, I guess we should say, in the New York Times saying, my fix for the confused and leaderless Democrats. You started to, before the break, Kristen, you were talking about expectations and the obligation for candidates to not set forward unrealistic expectations. And I think, you know, this idea of expectations and trying not to give people the sense that you can do absolutely everything on our wish list, that this is possible. You know, again, it's the poetry of campaigning, the prose of actual.
Folks, you ever just have one of those days where nothing seems to be working exactly how you hoped it would be? This is Jacob from Civic Media. Usually I'm a producer here for Maggie. We're having a little bit of technical issues, just keeping you abreast of the situation. It should only be a minute. And until then, enjoy this wonderful music. Maggie, can you hear me?
I certainly can.
Welcome back to your show, Maggie.
Hey, fantastic. Listen, it is all good on live radio. We have been talking with State Senator Kristen Dostler-Elfheim. Kristen, you talked about the idea of expectations, and the framework that I use for this is rhetoric versus results. And my back always gets a little bit up when I hear candidates that critique current sitting elected officials because they haven't achieved every single thing on our Santa Claus or dream wish list, when they know that that is not possible. It always gets my back up when elected officials and candidates conflate rhetoric with the results that we're trying to see, or let rhetoric keep us from achieving very achievable results that will materially help folks. What do you think is important for voters and Democrats of all stripes, all across the spectrum, to be thinking about as we're going into 2026 and beyond?
If people understand, and again, I campaigned on the concept of that I believed in issues. I never once said, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, because I knew I wasn't in control to make that happen. And I think that's the first mistake that candidates make. They say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. No, if you don't have the majority, you can't do anything. And anybody that has paid attention in Wisconsin knows if we can stand at every podium and list every bill that everyone would want us to put and submit those bills, and they're not getting hearings. If they don't get hearings, they have no opportunity to get to the floor. When we get to the floor, it's all Republican stuff. We can talk all day long about how we want to amend it. We try, we do this and that. In the end, they have the votes to pass it. So being realistic about the situation matters. Now, looking forward, as we, if right. we understand the reason that we have not made progress on issues to the level that we would like, or at all in some cases, if we know that's because the majority has chosen not to let it work, then we now understand the importance of having the majority. The majority would allow us to bring these topics to the table. And that is a big deal. We must unite. And you talked about this earlier about the Big Ten. The challenge that we have is there's so much disappointment in the world right now. There's disappointment, there's anger, there's fear at a national level and a state level. And it is kind of overwhelming everyone. The reality is that we have made progress in Wisconsin. We have elected Supreme Court members that we have rulings come down that we have worked for over a decade. We have gotten new maps. Our maps have now gotten us to the table, and now the next set of maps or the next election will take us to the next level and have that majority.
I've got to hop in there. We're going to talk about what happens when the dog catches the car, when we keep getting better and better maps that are fairer and fairer, and we have actual representation in our state's legislature with State Senator Kristen Dossler-Alfheim when we return here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.